Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today we head to South London, where our senior producer, Holly Fisher, has been finding solace and gardening tips too in one particular part of her local green space, Brockwell Park.
I've lived in South London for the best part of a decade, and my local park has always been Brockwell. Beautiful Brockwell Park, a large hilly wedge of green between the southeast and the southwest postcodes. There's lots to love. Vast meadows where you can hide in the long grass, big, sturdy ancient oaks, the ornate clock tower that recently got its tick back, the Lido, where pre-pandemic, I'd spend my summer mornings doing laps of the cool pool. But the part I love the most is the walled garden. It sits almost at the top of the park, between the ponds and the tennis courts. The entrance might be missable if it wasn't flanked by a model village of houses that were made in the 1940s by a local man called Edgar Wilson, apparently they're twinned with another model village that he sent to Australia, which is displayed in Melbourne's Fitzroy Gardens. It's a traditional, herbaceous Victorian walled garden, centred around a small pond with an abundance of flowerbeds that right now are in full bloom. I've always visited, usually with a book, to enjoy the quiet surroundings on a bench. But recently I've become a much more frequent guest as my daily allocated lockdown walks seem to always end up here. At first it was the taped off benches that forced me to put my book down and take a proper look at my surroundings, and this has changed my relationship with the walled garden. Seeing it every day means that I notice the small developments of spring. I marvelled when the enormous pink peonies unfurled from their tightly fisted buds. I've watched the wisteria go from a full purple blossom into a vibrant green canopy. Recently, seas of poppies in every colour imaginable have sprung up, and I've seen the red yucca towering over the path like a seven-headed dog, only to reveal its delicate flowers a couple of weeks later. My trips to the garden have become homework for me. Armed with a plant identification app on my phone and a notepad in hand, I've been working out what to grow in my own garden, or just making general observations, taking notes on whether I want tobacco plants or alliums, learning just how tall the giant viper's bugloss gets, living up to its other name, Tower of Jewels, discovering the 200-year-old mulberry tree that lives there, and studying the details on an iris petal. It feels like I've slowed down and finally taken the time to really get to know this tiny corner of London that I've loved for so long. And it's not just the flora, but the fauna too. I've watched spawn in the pond wriggle into newts. The garden is abundant with bees. They're in almost every flower. And I've spent a lot of time listening closely to the birds and trying to identify them by their calls. Yes, I'm the weirdo you've all seen walking round with a digital recorder, so that I've got something to study when I go home. It is possible that this stems from a childhood obsession with the 1993 film adaptation of The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett. When I was a kid, I found a large key that looked just like the one Mary Lennox discovered that unlocked the door to her overgrown haven, and I've been looking for what mine unlocks ever since. Perhaps the discovery of the walled garden is the closest I'll come. It's of course got busier since parks have been one of the only places where people can currently socialise. It's not as quiet as it was before, but I've still found solace in observing spring in action. As I exit the walled garden and come out onto the peak of Brockwell Park, I can see all of central London, a place I haven't visited since March. In the midst of a pandemic, a garden brings a sense of normality, that seasons will continue despite the strange world that we're in right now. And that can be a thing of hope. Some days as I leave, the city seems like it's getting closer.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Holly Fisher for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.